The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, sapa, birchas, shahakum, nia bivoy.
We are continuing the Mea brachas, sapa. Now we're going to talk about the bracha of Shaka Uliya Vidvoray. Generally, when we eat supper, we have a Shahako. Last time we spoke more about the animal or bird or fish products that are all Shaka Uliya Vidvoray. And we mentioned that the etzem, though all those things, all the wildlife, includes hakoil, because they have within them parts from the earth and from the air and from the plants. By eating the plants, the plants absorb from the earth different nutrients and the carbon dioxide from the air, convert into sugars and other compounds, and then animals eat them, and they further produce the things that they produce. And when we're eating all these products, we have shahakoil. We have the entire bria being put into our mouths. Once again, this amazing way that Hashem set it up. Right? Have a cup of milk, or an egg, or a piece of fish, or chicken, or meat. You bet him, being nene from the entire bria. And as we said, that the idea of brachas is that we should pay attention to what's happening, what we're doing, what we're partaking, what we're receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us in such an amazing fashion that we should have everything we want and everything we need. And since man, Odom, is the tachlis, is the goal of the entire Bria, and within him is included the entire Bria in various ways. Even this is a thing. Just by the food we eat, we're incorporating the entire Bria within our bodies. So it shows us the chesed of Hashem, of the delicious and nutritious food that we have, and it's available for us to eat always. It's at Echa. And it's at Hashem. It also reminds of our position. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us to be Shelet, to be on top of the entire Bria. Like it says already in the beginning of the Torah, that we're supposed to be Redu, Bechayis Oretz. That we should control the behemoths and the Chayis. That is one thing. Today I also want to talk about the second thing that we make the bracha on, is water, or anything that is halakhically considered water. It includes the fruit juices and the flavored water, the different sodas and coffees and teas and everything else. But the basic is water, H2O, which is mamish, an example of shehakol nia bidvoro. Everything was created with the Dvar Hashem. All Hashem had to do was say a word, and it created this Bria. The Bria looks so complex, but if we look at it, it breaks down to the basic components. Water is just made up of hydrogen, oxygen, two gases. If you look at hydrogen, oxygen, and alone, you don't even see them. Hashem made the Dvar Hashem Nasa, the two things combined, hydrogen, oxygen, in that fashion formed water. And we know the water is a pella. It's an amazing thing. Aside from the fact that in order to live, water is the most essential thing. The majority of every living thing is water. It brings the nutrients into all the different parts of the body. And it interacts with all kinds of different chemicals to produce other chemicals. And it has amazing nature that's perfectly designed just for what the world needs. The famous thing about the way it expands from 4 degrees to 0 Celsius, which is abnormal. Always when something gets cold, it contracts. But Hashem made it an exception to all the laws of nature to show us that Hashem is everything with Dvar Hashem. The laws of nature don't go by themselves. They're set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and sometimes it does things that are exact opposite for the Kima Olam, so that the ice should float on top of the water and shouldn't sink to the bottom, because if the ice would sink to the bottom, it would freeze the bottom of the ocean and would remain frozen. It would kill all the wildlife in the ocean and the lakes and everything else. The consistency of even the viscosity, the thickness of water, is perfectly designed also. I once saw that if it would be a little bit thicker, it would be too thick to go through the arteries and the veins at the right speed. And if it would be too thin, then it would just drip out of the cells also. It's exactly designed for the needs of the body to sustain life. And like we said, it starts out with these two gases, hydrogen and oxygen. And you take the hydrogen and the oxygen, and you add some carbon to it. The carbon that comes to it doesn't even come from the ground. Carbon, we looked at it as charcoal. It really comes from carbon dioxide, another gas. So you have three gases coming together, hydrogen, oxygen, carbon dioxide. They come into the plant, and the plant forms from these three things all the basic sugars, are the basic levels, basic components that give energy to life. So we have these three gases from carbon dioxide and water. We produce the sugars. And once again, it starts out something without any taste. We barely see it. And it turns into something that's sweet, that we enjoy. Hashem knows that we need energy. And he gave it to us in a fashion that tastes good. It could have remained like these gases that have no flavor at all. We made it into all the different types of sugars created together of these different gases.
Kol Halashon.
And then the next thing we need to live on is our proteins. The proteins has another gas, nitrogen, which is all over the vast majority of the air we breathe is nitrogen. A tremendous abundance of it, which also the plants have different things, different bacteria and different things that take the nitrogen and they process it and eventually form the basic proteins. So basically, if we look at ourselves, a human being, I'm the solid thing, all the brias, solid, the plants, the animals. And the basic components of all of them are just four gases. Come around, there are a lot of other things that Hashem put into them. It's much more complex. But the basic components of life are these four things. Organic matter is based on these four. Yeah, we need potassium and calcium and another 20 other different elements. But these are the basic. It's not the fact that it's four is not uvan me'elov. Everything starts with four. Hashem Avaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a shame that Hashem used to create the world. And Mamela, from his spirituality, he formed and created this physical world. But we have to know that the whole world is constantly, it was created in the beginning, but it's constantly sustained with the Kleich, with the Dvar Hashem. Dvar Hashem, Shemaim Nasu, the world was created, the Dvar Hashem. But also Hashem is being Mekayim, the world, every day, like we say in our tefillahs, every day also. Ata Mechayah is Kulam. You're constantly being Mechayah. It's not that you were once Mechayah, you are presently being Mechayah, everything in the world. So here, once again, we're sitting by our dinner, and we can think about it any time of the day, and just take a break for a second, and realize all these shahakol niyeh bedvaros that I'm taking part in, whether it be the solid foods with everything they have, which we said is a sum total of parts of the entire bria of the earth, of plant life, animal life, of solids, liquids, gases, all together combined in a fashion that should be perfectly designed for the needs of our body and to taste good also. Then we have the water that we drink, which is essential for our life. And it's something that's also specifically designed by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who would think of designing in such a fashion and taking such basic things and just putting the basic building blocks together and making from that the most complex things. That's the etzem, the idea of Yehuda Yisboach, that everything comes from one source. That was the idea of the Korbanos. A Korban is also, you take an animal, a whole complex creature, and you burn it down to nothing, to show that the etzem looks very complex, but it's nothing. It's all one thing. Because it all comes from Hashem Echad. And Be'etzim, it says that when the Talmid HaChomer, a tzaddik, eats the food, it's also like bringing a korban. It's the same idea. He's taking this complex food and he's reminding himself that this whole complexity all stems from very simple things, and those simple things stem from even simpler things. And they stem, then the beginning point of everything is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all a special gift for me. So I should be able to have my kliyos, and I should be able to enjoy it. We don't have to feel we're going to become balagaifas if we do this. This is the way to live life. And like we said, the more we appreciate what we have, just that water we drink, this amazing thing that we have, and like all the kadmonim say, point out, the obvious thing is, we see whatever we need more, there's more of it. Hashem, that's the way he sent up the world. Air, you need to breathe constantly. There's unlimited air. Water, next level. There's a tremendous amount of water. And then from then on also, the foods that we need for basic sustenance are always available. And the delicacies, the things that are not so necessary, are less. Kamavan goes down till you have gold and diamonds, which you have small amounts of them in the world. Because life can go without them. Everything and the perfect cheshbon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is our chizuk for pitochen. Before we eat our shakal nevedvara, will be the salads and the drinks. To think, tremendous hashgoch elyoin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I set up everything with such tremendous chokhmah. Now he set up in such a fine, wonderful pleasure, a fashion that gives us a pleasure. That's what brings us to the highest levels of avodah, which is called Avas Hashem. That's what the Rambam says. When you pay attention to the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you pay attention to the Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you receive, you see how good He is to you, that automatically arises within you that Ava, the desire. To be able to do everything via Ava. It's a very hard thing to break out of. We're all going through life for so many years, doing things just because that's the way you do it, mumbling the brachas and eating the food without paying attention to what we're doing. But it's possible to change. We have to make concerted efforts. And we're definitely living in a period of history that Hashem is showing us very clearly. It's time to make a change. And this is not a painful change. It's a change that requires a lot of effort, because just like you want to send a ship into outer space, you have to get past the atmosphere, tremendous amount of thrust. So too, we also have that, whatever you call it, inertia, gravitational force that's pulling us down and keeping us the same person, not to change, not to break out of our level. But if we put energy into it, just like in the case of the ship going to outer space, it's just a matter of a certain amount of seconds that it has to go with a tremendous thrust through the atmosphere and it breaks through it, so too with us. We do that for a certain amount of time, a few days, and we'll see, the eating will be a different experience. And the rest of the day will be a different experience. Yeah, we should be zeichu about to be able to make these changes. Pay more attention to what we're eating, the chazdei Hashem, the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Appreciate what we have, and have a pleasant day, pleasant night, every day of our lives, and use it for the right things. Shalom Avraham.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.